Live from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Comedy Bites, Comedy Bites, Comedy Bites.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's nice to be back. Nice to be back in Melbourne. I'll give you a little stat from the last time I was in Melbourne. Full month for comedy gigs, only one walkout. And I think that's pretty good. And it was a very complimentary walkout as well, because what happened, there was a woman, she was feeling very faint, she was feeling very sick, she had to leave the venue. That is a medical walkout. That's not my fault. But crucially, her husband had come in with her, and he did not leave. Yeah. He saw his own wife barely able to walk out of the room. She's all over the place. He's looking back at her going, I'll see you in 15 minutes, love. Be all right. God rest her soul, though. Quite a sad story. I do come from Goole, a little town in East Yorkshire. I'll give you my favourite example of what Goole is like as a town. So I went back there recently and I saw a man on a mobility scooter just driving around. A kid threw an egg at him. Threw an egg at him, but then the man stood up off the mobility scooter. He ran after the kid. And he punched that kid in the face. That made me proud to come from Goole. One of the few places where you get to see benefit fraud live. I saw a man in Goole. He's walking down the street. He's very confident, this guy, but he was wearing three bum bags. Three bum bags at the same time. I thought, I can't imagine being in a situation where I've filled up one bum bag and I'm not looking down at the rest of my stuff thinking, this is clearly a rucksack situation. Not this man is filling up bum bags till he's finished. Moving house, 60 bum bags just wrapped around him. Full of weird people, Goole. Not my family, though. My family, they're very normal, they're very boring, and that's not good for comedy. You know what I mean? You want weird family members to tell everyone about. So I was really thinking, who's my weirdest family member? I can tell people about him. Who's my weirdest one? And I've got him. This isn't massive, but it's all I've got. I've got an uncle who puts his hands on his hips too high. Do you know what I mean? It's not the worst thing in the world, but it is messed up when you see him. He'll come into a room and be like, you're right, boys, what are we doing today? What's the plan? What we got going on? I thought I'd come on the radio and do that entirely visual punchline. Keep people guessing, keep them on their toes. I've got a lot that I'm excited about at the minute as well. I'm getting a dog, very excited about that. Thank you. I'm going to call my dog. This is all one word. I wish I had a dog. Because then, it's in the park with you, it runs off, people can't see it, you get to go, I wish I had a dog! I wish I had a dog! And when it comes to you, everyone will be like, what the hell is going on there? I am out here with my girlfriend as well. She's called I Wish I Had a Girlfriend. I shouted her down in the park as well. But thank you very much for having me. Hopefully see you around. Thank you. Cheers.
Recorded live at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.